Jeff Wadlow, man. I've said this before, and I don't want to, you know, keep being really repetitive, man, as I tend to do sometimes, because I did do a trailer reaction for Imaginary the first time around. And while we are here with trailer 2 for Imaginary, I got to say this, man. Jeff Wadlow, I like the guy a lot, man. I like his writing. I like his directing. You know, Tower of Babel and Cry Wolf. Well, Tower of Babel, as far as his short films go, that's his best shit for me. As far as his directing, you know, with his actual feature films, Cry Wolf is still the best movie to his credits, for me personally. And I love Kick-Ass 2. Truth or Dare and Fantasy Island, I still feel like studio involvement. I don't know, man. I feel like the potential with those two movies was definitely present. They're not completely terrible, but just the overall execution and how the movies panned out, I just was like, I don't understand. Now, I have not seen The Curse of Bridge Hollow yet. I had that lined up for October. Never got a chance to get around to doing it. It is something I still want to see, man, because I was interested in the fact that, you know, Jeff Wadlow directed a Marlon Wayans, you know, Halloween family-friendly movie. I thought that was pretty solid of him to do. But this, I'm telling you, you know, and I said this during, and you know, at the end of my trailer reaction for A Quiet Place 2, I said that I feel like Blumhouse had this sitting on the shelf for a while. I feel like they had it sitting on the shelf. Megan was a hit, and they was like, all right, we'll keep the bear, you know, locked and loaded, ready to go. Five Nights at Freddy's was a hit, and then they said, okay, we got to make it happen. You know, these inanimate object things that just happen to, you know, come to life and just cause havoc. I don't know what to expect here, people. I really don't. The first trailer was, it was more comedic than anything. Unintentionally funny for me. And maybe that's all I'm going in here for. I do like DeWanda Wise. I thought she was really good in Jurassic World Dominion. And she was pretty solid in that movie, The Weeknd. And I want great things for her. I want great things for Jeff Wadlow. And I love that Tom Payne from The Walking Dead is in here. And it's also, I'm sorry, I don't know if this is me and my sick sense of humor when it comes to the genre. These movies where these kids are corrupted and hearing voices from these inanimate objects and shit like that. Like, this reminds me of, like, Pinocchio's Revenge, where the girl heard Pinocchio talking. And she's like, no, Pinocchio, you can't do that. And then, you know, like, there's an adult across the room somewhere like, who the fuck is she talking to? I don't know. It dates all the way back to Child's Play. You know, where Chucky's whispering in Andy's ear when they're on the fucking L train. First of all, did Andy pay a fare when he went on the sub? He was on the L train going to Eddie Caputo's house, and Chucky was just whispering sweet nothings in his ear. And people, like, the adults are just letting this child walk around. I don't know, man. Had that been Philadelphia, I'm wondering would the police have been called or not. But no, these kids just be doing whatever the fuck they want out here. Not mine, though. But anyway, people, Imaginary. Trailer 2, man. I don't know what we are in store for here. I know DeWanda Wise is present. Tom Payne. Veronica Falcone. Betty Buckley. There's a cast of people here. A lot of them are unfamiliar. I don't know what we're about to receive. I just know that they dropped this trailer 20 hours ago. I'm late to the party, but y'all know. We get it done regardless. This trailer, number 2, is 2 minutes and 4 seconds long. So let's get imagining. I don't know. Let's see what we can see, people. I don't want to take up too much of y'all time with this, because we've done this before. We've done this dance. My expectations aren't really anything crazy here. Maybe a couple laughs. Maybe a couple, you know, booga booga jump scares. Who knows? We don't know what we're going to get with Blumhouse and Jeff Wadlow at this point. But I did say that maybe Blumhouse is trying to make Jeff Wadlow their David Gordon Green or something like that. I don't know. That didn't really pan out too well for the majority's sake anyway. But people, let's jump into this trailer reaction for Imaginary. Trailer 2 reaction, I'm sorry. For Imaginary, I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. I knew it was an ad coming. It took too long. Shout out to Luda. I'm still trying to get him on the, my apologies, people, but I'm trying to get Luda on the show. I know it's a long shot, but we get it. Jake from State Farm sounds just like Donald Glover.
Do you want a friend who will never leave your side? Introducing Chauncey the Bear. He'll never leave you.
Advertising the most raggedy fucking bear ever.
It's nice to see you again, Alice. Jessica told me you've been spending time with a new friend.
He doesn't want me to talk to you. My favorite thing is his eyes. I can see anything I can imagine in them.
Okay.
He asked you to do something that hurt you.
Chauncey's looking like, what you crying for? Wipe your mouth.
Every culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends.
He's not imaginary. Whoa.
Just because
is that you Slender Man? Them, bruh.
Doesn't mean they're gone.
What the fuck? Left. Whoa! What? Oh, I don't know what that was. I don't like that. I don't like it. That thing that was in the hallway, I don't. Ugh. Chauncey's everywhere, huh? Go ahead, sync up. Pop out. Oh, boy. It's like, maybe if I move slow enough, he won't see me. Shit. It was just my imagination. March 8th. Best part of this trailer? The Temptation song. No, I'm joking. The best part of this trailer, that, I don't know what that thing is, man. There's a frame in here. Let me see if I can catch this frame before we go into it one more again, man. There is something crawling or goose stepping down the hallway after somebody. That shit looks nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Let me see if I can get the frame here. There's a lot of strange imagery here. There it is. I got it just right. I don't know what the fuck that thing is. It's giving me like, I don't know. That thing looks nasty. It looks like it's part insect and part marsupial. And it's got like little, I don't know if those are antennas coming out of his back. People, I'm telling y'all, if y'all are on the same trailer I'm on, pause it at the 1:08 mark. I'm telling y'all, go to the trailer that is 2:03 long. And pause it at the 1:08 mark. This shit looks... I don't know what that is. It looks like a big-ass bug. A furry, nasty, multi-legged bug. And y'all know how I feel about bugs in general. I can't do it. That shit looks just... It looks very disturbing. It's taking me to Hellraiser when that thing is like bracing itself on the walls and going after Kirstie in the original Hellraiser movie. That's disgusting. This trailer... I think they showed a lot more than I expected. I really didn't have expectations, but one of the things for trailer twos, I expected them to show a lot of the same shit, but they show more of the creepy imagery. Like there's a shot where DeWanda Wise is like looking up at something. I don't know what it is. It's probably that Slender Man thing in the picture she's looking at. And there's a shot where she's in a room with a bunch of people whose eyes are all blacked out. And I don't think the eyes are just blacked out. From where I'm sitting, it looks like they have the same eyes that Chauncey has. Like those big, glassy, black teddy bear eyes. Those roundabout eyes. That's pretty fucking weird. If there's one thing I could give this credit on, for sure, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, man. Like, I talked a lot of shit about this, and, you know, I made a lot of jokes, and I talked about Blumhouse, and, you know, some of the things that I feel like they've done to some of Jeff Wilde's films, and this, that, and the other, and these inanimate objects movies, and I compared this to Beetlejuice at some point when she draws that door, and it starts glowing behind the door, and it opens up. There's some really odd, effective imagery in here. There is a shot. And they trick you at the end of this, and I love it. I'm not going to sit up here and say I like it. I love the trick. While jump scares are overwhelming for me, and they're getting played out depending on who does them and how they do them, there's a moment where that lamp is projecting all of those shapes and shit on the room and it's spinning around, and you see the cutout in the lamp of Chauncey just easing its way over to the actual bear on the wall. And that's why I was like, yeah, just go ahead, sync it up and pop out. And when it happens, when she looks back at it, Chauncey is in his final form, I guess, in that just, you know, sick and twisted, just grizzly bear monster mutant looking thing. And it's just standing there. Normally, these types of movies, especially a Blumhouse movie, would use that as an opportunity to give you a jump scare with that monstrous looking bear. But it just stands there and they linger on the shot in the corner in the darkness. You see just enough of Chauncey in that monstrous form. I like that shot a lot. That takes me back to what I appreciated about Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, where they didn't just keep using, you know, Harold and the jangly man and the woman with the missing toe and the pale woman. They didn't just keep using them for jump scares. They linger on the shots. The same director that did Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark did The Last Voyage of the Demeter. And one of the things I appreciated about that underrated gem right there was the fact that they did not keep using Dracula as a jump scare. When you first see him in the first couple scenes he's in, they're lingering on him. You know, he's creeping and crawling around, and we get to see him and enjoy the shots of him in the darkness or even in the light in certain scenes. And they do that here. But when I say I like that they trick you, is because when she's, you know, I made a joke where I was like, maybe if I move slow enough, he won't see me. That's because she's slowly trying to plug the light back in. She takes the shade off of the lamp and she's trying to plug it back in. So I'm thinking when she turns around, he's going to jump at her and they're going to use that as an opportunity for a jump scare. And then boom, title card and then the release date. But when she plugs it in, the little girl is in like zombie or just demon form. And that's the jump scare you get. So I like that little manipulation tactic they use there, man. I don't know, y'all. I feel like I might be warming up to this, man. I'm hoping this is one. I'm hoping this is a surprise. I hope this is a really solid surprise, man. I'm warming up. I am. And I'm giving the credit where it's due. I have to. And if this is a nice little surprise hit, it's a win for DeWanda Wise, man. A female black-led horror movie that Blumhouse has put out. I hope this does well. I do, man. I like this trailer a lot. I'm not even going to hold y'all. I thought that there was going to be a lot to poke fun of. And while it may be, you know, if I was to do like a frame by frame, I'm pretty sure I would find tons of shit to laugh about. But I like this trailer, man. I like this trailer a lot. Let's watch it one more again, man. Damn, that kind of, they got me. Jeff Wadlow, man. And Jeff Wadlow and Blumhouse, any given Sunday. I mean, it's Wednesday, but y'all get what I'm saying. They can surprise you at any given moment, man. I love that.
It's nice to see you again, Alice. Jessica told me you've been spending time with a new friend.
He doesn't want me to talk to you.
Said you're a real bitch and got what you deserved.
My favorite thing is his eyes. I can see everything I can imagine it.
He asked you to do something that hurt you.
I'm not laughing at her crying. It's the way that Chauncey just slowly looked up at her.
Imaginary friends. Just because.
I didn't even notice when she looks at the picture of like the Slender Man looking dude or whatever. There's somebody in the bed just looking wide eyed, like, holy shit. First of all, she spent too much goddamn time in that room to begin with. That motherfucker, that's a big motherfucker, man. Jeff Wilow should direct Demonic Toys, a remake of Demonic Toys, because that little bear that's in Demonic Toys, he can make it look just like that thing. She's like, I can't find the... That, yeah. Nice manipulation tactic right there, man. I don't know, man. I might be there March 8th, man. All right, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, commercial. Shut up. Again, and I'm not gonna lie, I looked down at the... I completely forgot it was rated PG-13. That's the part where I do the... I do the Peter Griffin sigh from Family Guy. And it's just like, oh my God, did we have to? But maybe this is a movie that doesn't require any heavy gore and heavy blood splatters and guts and brains being splattered against the wall and people's intestines being pulled out of their ass. Maybe this doesn't have to be Dead Alive. For anybody that hasn't seen Dead Alive, just go into it blind. Watch it. Trust me. It's one of Peter Jackson's earlier films, and it is a fucking masterpiece of a gore fest, I promise you, man. Slapstick gore at that, which we don't get a lot of in the mainstream genre on film or on screen, I meant to say. But PG-13 is like, I mean, do we expect anything less than Blumhouse at this point or anything more? I don't know which word I should use, but I'll say it like this. What do we expect from Blumhouse at this point? Again, this is something I always say in regards to Blumhouse. I respect the hustle. They make their movies relatively cheap, and they make money back, even for the bad ones. They make money back, man. But I feel like if it's not, you know, like Halloween or something like that, they probably feel like they don't have to give these movies an R rating. You know, I was really concerned when Halloween 2018 was announced. I was like, if Blumhouse makes a PG-13 Halloween movie, I'm going to lose my shit. But, I mean, you really couldn't really lose your shit, because if you go back and watch, with the exception of a sex scene and PJ Soul showing her tatas in that movie, Halloween is really no blood and gore in that movie. You know, it's just it's blood on Lori's arm when she gets stabbed. It's blood on Judith when she gets stabbed in the beginning. But other than that, you don't see no gore. You don't see no violence, no true violence on screen like that. So I don't know. Maybe they could have slithered away with a PG-13 rating for 2018. But as far as Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, hell no. But you can't expect anything more from Blumhouse, man. They love their PG-13 ratings. They like to play it safe. And that's one of the things they did with Five Nights at Freddy's. They made it PG-13, and it's their highest grossing movie of all time. You know, their highest grossing movie in their studio's history. And good for them on that. I did want Five Nights at Freddy's to be rated R. I feel like especially the idea of these animatronics coming to life and just murdering people in the middle of the night. Yeah, and you got to survive the night. Yeah, it should have been rated R, but whatever. I'm glad it made the money it did, but that, I like the marketing strategy. You know, I like the business tactic. Yo, we got to get people to bring their kids to see these horror movies that are age appropriate, you know, so we can get as many people, as many asses in these seats as we can get. Let's do it. And then if we want to come out with a director's cut, let's do that. And let's bank off of that shit too. But, the rating doesn't, it doesn't completely bother me, because I'm not gonna lie to y'all, man. I like this trailer. I've come around to this movie a lot. And I like the imagery here. And I did see it for a second time when we just watched it again. Those are teddy bear eyes on those people that are just standing there, and they're all spaced out in that room, like just crowded up in a circle. I like that shot. There's a lot of really creepy shots in here, and I can't wait to see all of them, you know, put together on screen. And just I want to see what this thing is made of, man. I want to see if this can make some waves and make its mark for Blumhouse. And I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Blumhouse turns this into something. If it does well enough, we can definitely expect a sequel for this. And one of the things I don't want to do, I don't want to root for DeWanda Wise to leave this girl behind. These types of movies, they tend to make the child characters that need saving, they tend to make them annoying as fuck. And it makes me not want to root for the adult characters to save them. Like, everybody can't be Carol Ann. In that first Poltergeist movie, you wanted so badly for, what's his name, Craig T. Nelson and Joe Beth Williams to find Carol Ann, to find their child. She wasn't an annoying child character. But certain movies, you look at these annoying child characters and it's just like, look, you about to be on your own in the nether realm, because I got shit to do tomorrow and I can't be getting lost in there looking for you. But I like this trailer, people. I just might be there to go see it, man. This is one where I'm going to tell people, if they have no interest in seeing it, I'm like, look, if you didn't like the first trailer, watch the second one and tell me how you feel about it. This is one that I will kind of like recommend to try to turn people around, especially if they had no interest in it at all. I'm going to be like, yeah, just check it out. Check it out and see if you feel any differently about it, because I know I do. And shout out to Jeff Wadlow, man. I hope he's got another you know, horror movie under his belt. I mean, can you consider Cry Wolf a horror movie? I really don't want to spoil that ending for anybody, but that ending is whether you can determine that movie as a horror movie or not. Or is it considered a thriller or a murder mystery or things of that nature? But yeah, if you haven't seen Cry Wolf, I definitely recommend it, man. Like I said, for me personally, it is Jeff Wylow's best put together film, man. It is so well written. There may be characters you don't like, but I feel like all the puzzle pieces, even the missing ones at times, the way that they fit together and the way that everything, you know, you get that, oh, that's what happened. This is that moment of realization at the end of the movie that is so satisfying when everything comes together and a lot of things are revealed and a lot of, you know, they, as they say, leave no stone unturned. They wrap shit up pretty good, man, in such an airtight way. So I definitely recommend Cry Wolf. Jeff Wylow's best movie. I don't care. Fight me on that. But people, y'all already know where to go. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. I would say, I mean, obviously more commentaries to come. I would say more trailer reactions to come. But I have forgot that the Super Bowl is on Sunday. Do I plan on watching it? No, I don't give a shit who wins. My thing. And I mentioned this on Facebook earlier this morning. I said that I wasted time watching the Super Bowl last year and missed all the fucking, I didn't miss all the trailers, but missed all the fucking opportunities to get those trailer reactions out to y'all. I didn't get a raw trailer reaction for The Flash. I had to do a trailer breakdown for it. That's one I should have held out on. Didn't get to do a Super Bowl spot trailer reaction for Fast 10. I don't even think I did a breakdown for that, because I think at that point I was already sold by trailer one. I was already sold by the time the movie went into production, and I'm actually waiting on Fast 10 2. Does that make sense? Fast 10 2? Fast 10 : Part 2. I don't know what they're going to call it. Like Fast? I don't know. Doesn't even matter. But this time around, you know, we're rumored during the Super Bowl to get that Deadpool 3 trailer. I will not. I promise y'all. And I don't like making a lot of promises. I will not miss the opportunity to give y'all a trailer reaction for Deadpool 3. I can't. I don't know if I said Deadpool 2 or 3 the first time around, but y'all know what I meant. Deadpool 3. Now, it's not like we don't know what the fuck is coming, because all the leaks and the spoilers online for Deadpool 3 and the rumors is kind of getting on my nerves, because goddamn, like, can we leave something to the imagination? But I feel like even with the leaks and the rumors, I think that Marvel and Disney and Fox have way more in store than we could ever imagine for this Deadpool 3 movie. I feel like if this is Hugh Jackman's swan song for the character of Wolverine, and we get him in the classic suit, that suit is fucking fire, man. It only took y'all like 20 plus years to get it, but we got it, so I'm grateful. But I don't know what other trailers we're getting. Now, it is rumored that we're getting a trailer during the Super Bowl for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I don't remember doing a trailer reaction for that. No, I didn't. I fucked it up because it started playing in my background on YouTube on the laptop, and I had already heard too much to, you know, try to, you know, not be genuine and give y'all the trailer reaction for it anyway. So I didn't even try to sucker myself into that. It would be nice, and I know they're not going to do this. It'd be nice if we can get, you know, a trailer reaction for the Toxic Avenger or the Crow, you know, maybe Hellboy. But I feel like those movies aren't projected to do numbers like Planet of the Apes and like Deadpool and Godzilla versus Kong and things like that. I don't think that those movies I just mentioned, you know, Hellboy, the Crow, and Toxic Avenger, those aren't projected to be blockbuster, you know, events. Certain movies are events, and there's a reason they showed certain trailers during the Super Bowl. But wishful thinking, man. I just want those. Mainly, like, we got a teaser for Toxic Avenger. Wasn't really satisfied with that. But after realizing that Macon Blair, you know, the guy that did I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore, I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm definitely sold on this now. Teaser don't even bother me, because it's no doubt in my mind that that director is going to deliver. Because I love that movie. That's like one of my newfound favorite movies, I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. I might watch it tonight. But, if anything, I want the Crow trailer, man. We've been waiting on it. You know, it's like somebody said they shot that shit in secret. And I guess because they didn't want no bad juju over it and all of that type of stuff. But I'm waiting for that trailer. So wishful thinking. I know we probably won't get it during the Super Bowl, but it'd be nice if they just dropped it today. You know, like, surprise, here's the Crow trailer. But I swear, and I've said this before, let me say this before I wrap up. If that Crow trailer is anything shy of epic, we riot, people. We riot. I want everybody to get the picket signs. I want everybody to get the pitchforks and the torches. Not the tiki torches. Those is for the racist motherfuckers. But I want us to get the old school torches, like when they chased, what was it? Was it Frankenstein when they were going up to the castle or whatever it was where Dr. Frankenstein lived at? They had those torches. The old school black and white Universal movie torches. That's what we do. If that trailer is not amazing, like I said, I'm not worried about Bill Skarsgård, but I'm worried about everything they got surrounding them, and I'm worried about the writing and the direction and the set design and how just the movie looks overall. But if that trailer's not amazing, we riot, people, because y'all already know the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.